From the KMNN studios, this is the Kids Morning News Network. Hello, it's Friday, March 29th, 2024, and I'm Alex in the KMNN studio in New York. It's Mermaid Day, those wonderful sea creatures that are half a fish. If you have any friends who are mermaids, take them out for a nice can of sardines or a piece of mackerel. They love that kind of thing.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Today in Florida, the very last Delta IV Heavy rocket is scheduled to lift off. The Delta IV Heavy is huge. You can almost tell just by that name. It's as tall as a 23-story building. It weighs more than 1.5 million pounds. And it's been launching satellites into space for 20 years, since 2004. And now, it's scheduled for its last trip into the sky. It was supposed to launch yesterday, but bad weather got in the way. The Delta IV Heavy is probably best known not for its size, but for its appearance. Right at the moment of liftoff, the rocket bursts into flame, or at least it looks like it. Its three massive engines burn liquid hydrogen. Right before launch, before the liquid hydrogen is ignited, it starts flowing out of the engines. But hydrogen can only stay liquid at extremely cold temperatures. We're talking hundreds of degrees below zero. So when the liquid comes out, it boils. The hydrogen turns into a gas. The gas is lighter than air, and it rises up in a cloud around the rocket sitting on the launch pad. Then they light the engines, and the whole thing, just for a moment, bursts into flames. It's pretty amazing to see. And today, if everything goes as scheduled, it'll happen for the last time. Thanks for the fiery memories, Delta IV Heavy. On this day 50 years ago, an entire army, thousands of individual soldiers, was found ready for battle, buried underground. It happened in China in 1974. Farmers were digging a well when they found a terracotta head. Terracotta is a kind of clay. That head would be the first of many, literally thousands of statues of soldiers 2,000 years old. These aren't just any statues, though. There are about 8,000 life-size warriors, each one uniquely made from terracotta. Some kneel with drawn bows, others stand tall with swords. They are arranged by height, with higher-ranking soldiers being taller. And along with the soldiers are 130 chariots pulled by 520 horses, and another 150 horses for cavalry, or soldiers on horseback. Did I mention they are all life-sized? And the detail on these warriors is amazing. They have different hairstyles, different expressions, even armor designs depending on their rank. It's like a snapshot of a real army from 2,000 years ago. And all these years later, archaeologists are still uncovering more warriors and learning about their weapons and clothing. But why were these thousands of statues buried? Well, they were built to guard the tomb of the first emperor of China. He wanted a powerful army to protect him even in the afterlife. Back then, emperors were like rock stars, and he believed that he deserved the best protection even after death. The Terracotta Army, as it's known, is one of the most incredible archaeological finds ever. It gives us a glimpse into a powerful ancient empire and the beliefs of its people. It's like a history museum come to life, showing us a real army from thousands of years ago. So if you ever see a picture of the Terracotta Army, imagine all those warriors standing guard for thousands of years, ready to protect their emperor for eternity. It's riddle time. Wednesday's riddle was, this is something you catch, but can never throw. What is it? a cold. Hopefully you haven't caught one of those recently. Today's riddle is, this is something that belongs to you, but it's used by everybody else. It belongs to you, but it's used by everybody else. Answer on Monday. Do you ever talk to your dog? Do you think they understand you? Researchers say they probably do, and better than you might think. In a new study published in Current Biology, dogs were tested in a doggy way. Scientists put painless electrodes on dogs' heads to measure the electrical activity in their brains. This is a way to see when their minds are working hard for a dog and when they're not. Then the dog's owners stood on the other side of a window. They had some of the dog's favorite toys with them. The owners would call out to the dog and name a toy, like, "Fido, look, a ball!" Then they'd hold up a toy. If they held the same toy that they said, like in this case a ball, the dog's brains showed activity. They were excited. Fido likes to play with the ball. But when what the owner said didn't match the toy they held up, like they said a ball, but they held up a squeaky duck, the dog's brains were much more active. And scientists say that most likely shows the dogs were surprised that the toy they saw didn't match the word they heard. So the dogs knew which word matched each toy. No word yet on how many different words for treats they know. And if they're anything like my dog, about 1,000. The weather in Florida today is scheduled to be nice for the last launch of the Delta IV Heavy rocket. In the Mountain West, you'll see some rain and snow, and way up in northern Maine. And it could be windy in the desert southwest. Well, that's the show. Thank you very much for listening this week. If you liked this episode, please hit the stars on your podcast app. And of course, subscribe, share, and most important, spread the word about the Kids Morning News Network. Grown-ups, if you'd like to become a supporter, there's a link in the episode description. No pressure, but even $3 a month would help with production costs. I'll be back Monday. I hope you are too. From the KMNN Newsroom, this is Alex, signing off.